America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Electricity Company of Ghana and the government have both been emphatic Dumso is not back. But there are still widespread public complaints about erratic power supply across the country. The concerns have tonight been heightened by revelations in the latest report by the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission that ECG violated a directive by the president for it to remain current in settling its bills to independent power producers. The PULC report says ECG violated the guidelines for the cash waterfall system mechanism that was set up to ensure that all players in the power production, transmission, and distribution chain receive what they are due and on time. In fact, President Akufo-Addo was emphatic in the last State of the Nation address last month that the arrangement has been fully complied with by the ECG.
Between 2012 and early 2017, there was nothing more demoralizing than the phenomenon. It was symptomatic of a dysfunctional system, and it caused widespread depression amongst businesses and households. After that experience, my government was determined that Dumso would not be inflicted upon Ghana and Ghanaians under an MPP government. The government team has reached commercial agreements on headline terms for the restructuring of power purchase agreements and arrears with AXA, Amandi, SunPower, Senate, and Early Power, and is finalizing remaining definitive documentation of such terms, which will result in total expected savings in excess of $9.1 billion over the lifespan of the IP projects. In the meantime, EG has been able to secure a fixed monthly energy purchase price with all the IPPs. This has led to a monthly payment of $43 million United States dollars instead of the $77 million United States dollars.
And the PURC is tonight actually telling us in this report that this directive that the president was confident about hasn't been complied with. We'll get clarity from the ECG pretty shortly. But my colleague Kofi Ajay joins me with details of this particular cash waterfall report. And Kofi, let's put it in context. So what was the period for this report that the PURC covered, and how much did they say that the ECG managed to rake in terms of revenues? Because it's from that they have to pay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so according to the report, Evans, January 2024 payments were based on invoices submitted for November 2023. The total ECG revenues reported for January 2024 was 820.4 million Ghana cedis, which is about $68.59 million.
Okay, and then this was what they then have to take and then distribute. Give the IPPs their due, which was the president was talking about, 43 mm-hmm. million to them. Tell us, how did the ECG distribute this according to the PULC?
So ECG deducted 512.835 million Ghana cedis, approximately $43 million, just like the president said, to be paid to six level A IPPs. The remaining 307.615 million Ghana cedis, $25.72 million, was then allocated to SOEs, regulators, and some embedded generators within the ECG network in level B.
Okay, so the monies were indeed allocated. But PURC says ECG failed to pay what was allocated and what they actually raised to go to the IPPs.
So according to the PURC, instead of six IPPs, payments were made to only four beneficiaries under the level A beneficiaries. So for the month of January 2024, Evans, instead of ECG paying 512.835 million,
which had been allocated,
absolutely 43 million, they only paid 120 million Ghana cedis, $10 million.
Okay, they were supposed to pay 43 million.
43 million.
But they only paid 10 million.
$10 million. That's according to the PURC. So according to the PURC, ECG...
And this is a quote.
Absolutely. It says ECG's non-compliance to the president's directive led to the shortfall of $394.383 million. That's approximately $33 million to level A beneficiaries. So it says that, and if you do the analysis, this simply means that about 77% of the scheduled monthly payment for January 2024 has not been added.
Is it the first time the ECG is defaulting according to the PRLC?
So we've been digging and combing the PRLC's website, and we've been tracking their validated reports since August 2023. And we can confirm that this is the first time ECG has failed to pay all six level A IPPs under the revised cash waterfall mechanisms. And I am looking at the table right now. In August 2023, ECG made a total revenue of 1 billion, net revenue of 1 billion Ghana cedis. And just like the president said, they paid $43 million to the IPPs, and it's been following through since August.
That is an interesting point, considering the conclusion of PRLC, and we'll come to the conclusion very shortly, because the PRLC claims that the ECG has been defaulting for since August.
Yeah.
But before we get there, though, we've talked about the IPPs. What about ECG's obligations to others in the power chain, VRA, GridCo, and others? Because I read in this report, the PRLC again says the ECG again violated the president's directive here too.
So there are two categories under the cash waterfall mechanism. So the level A are usually the IPPs. Level B, you are talking about the SOEs and other embeds in the ECG power enclave. And so according to the PRLC, disbursement of the net revenues reported by ECG were not in accordance, just like you said, with the approval allocation percentage submitted to ECG for November 2023. They say, since August 2023, ECG has not complied with the guidelines of the new cash waterfall mechanism as directed by the president.
And they give the breakdown here. Absolutely. I mean, they were supposed to pay the rest of the players in the chain, VRA, GridCo, and others, a total of 307 million CDs. According to the PRLC, they only pay them 862 million CDs.
Absolutely. So if you look at what the PRC also said, they say that this defeats the principles of fair and equitable revenue allocation to sector players under level B as approved by the cash waterfall mechanism standing committee in line with the revised cash waterfall mechanism guidelines.
Okay, and this is the conclusion I was pointing at, and, and thankfully we can speak to the MD of the ECG, who will join us pretty shortly, and it concludes by saying, quote, it is to be noted that since August 2023, ECG has not complied with the guidelines of the new cash waterfall mechanism as directed by the president. This defeats the principle, which is the point you're making there, an equitable revenue allocation to sector players under level B. And it concludes by saying the commission wishes to encourage ECG to cooperate and allow the cash waterfall mechanism to function. So the accusation here is that the ECG has conspired somehow to ensure that the cash waterfall mechanism is not functioning according to plan. Thankfully, joining me on Zoom right now is the MD of the Managing Director of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Mr. Samuel Dubik Mahama, joins us now. Thank you very much, Mr. Mahama, for your time here on Top Story.
Thank you, Evans.
So, PRLC is very clear that you have failed to comply with the guidelines, and this is in direct breach of the president's directives to you. How do you respond?
Now, the first thing is, this is the second time, I hate to do this, but this is the second time I'm coming across a report where at least there should have been a response, a management response, or something that should have been captured there. But don't leave it as open as it has been left to cast aspersions as if there's something funny going on. These things are becoming one too many, and they are a bit demoralizing, and they don't speak well. As the regulator, if you are about to embark on a validation report, at least you need to have a word with the person you are validating. I'm glad you guys said we have not defaulted when it came to the IPPs. Now,
are you suggesting you were not, your views were not sought in the compilation of this report?
Evans, if I was sought properly, you would have a certain letter that was written by ECG to every individual IPP for the month of January, that we declared the month of January the Forex Reconciliation Month. Under the IMF and the World Bank conversation, it was said that you cannot accrue any form of arrears going forward. Forex losses are what? Arrears. So, I think I have sent you a copy of those letters.
Yes, I've seen them because you sent it to me.
I wrote to every single IPP and asked them to send a team over for us to do the Forex reconciliation. After the Forex reconciliation, the amounts were established as to what to pay them. Again, some of them do, even though they prefer the dollars, some, because of their local operations, they take some of the money in CDs and some parts in what, dollars. So there's always a Forex loss. They came to the table, we calculated, but let's note one thing. Do you think ECG will default on the IPPs and all IPPs will keep quiet? It is surprising, and somehow it's quite hurtful when you are doing your best, yet it's being seen that you are not actually complying with stuff. What do you say has not complied with the president's directive in a validation report? What are you trying to achieve? Because if you had sat with everybody within the chain, they would have told you exactly what has transpired.
The documents you shared with me, didn't you share the documents you shared with me? Did you not share it with the PRLC as part of this project?
That's why I'm asking you. You know what? In truth, I shouldn't even be speaking to this. I shouldn't. But these things are becoming one too many. And they're a bit demoralizing.
But bottom line, though,
Let's go on and finish.
I mean, you make
so
the point.
What they are calling a shortfall, no such shortfall exists. Now, why doesn't these shortfalls exist? Myself, my team, we sat down with the IPPs. AXA, on every invoice, has a 60 days variance on an invoice, that this invoice being presented to you, you have within 60 days to pay. Amandi has 30 days. Senate has 30 days. Asogli 1 has 40 days. Asogli 2 has 50 days. Car Power has 60 days. Now, under the IMF and the World Bank, and this was just smart thinking by the team, myself, with the concurrence of the board, and also I actually did notify the then finance minister. And So this shortfall on my side, if I don't see it as a shortfall, why is PRC recording it as a shortfall?
If you don't see it as a shortfall, what do you call it then? Because you haven't paid them in full. Have you paid them in full for January?
Yes. No, it's because I had to serve till their what? Forex losses. So I don't know if you get my point.
Yeah, I lost you for a few seconds there. You had to settle your forex losses.
I said, yeah, forex losses, because the forex losses is part of their bill.
So you want to settle the forex losses first before you clear the rest of what you owe them?
No, you don't get my point. I just said to you, there is a 60 days invoice gap for every invoice that is sent. So if your invoice is due now, okay? If your invoice is due now, that means if you present me with an invoice, let's say AXA presents me with an invoice today, I have within 60 days to settle that invoice. Do you get it?
That roughly 2 months.
But now, under the new cash waterfall and the new IMF and World Bank regulations, they said we cannot carry on any arrears. So with the renegotiations we've done, we have to pay them month by month per what we've agreed. But then when you are doing it month by month, you will accrue forex losses because of the CD. Do you get it?
Yes, and you want to reconcile that in January?
Yes, so which then means that if I reconcile that in January, then now I have brought everybody down to a 30-day gap on each invoice. So at every given point in time, there will be a 30. This is just an operational system that was agreed at the table with all IPPs. Because Evans, you know, if IPPs are not paid, the monies that they would make, if I had defaulted, the World Bank would have seen it as a default.
But this is in reference to January. But the PRLC goes beyond that. It says it is to be noted that since August 2023, ECG has not complied with the guidelines of the new CWM.
Now, you see, again, that is also not true. You see, on point 2.2 on the Ministry of Finance top-up, the question you need to ask is, why the top-up? There are 200 million. ECG in December wrote a letter to the then Minister for Finance saying, looking at what is happening and the trends going on, there's going to be a shortage of fuel. Can the ministry support with X, Y, and Z amount in fuel? The minister complied and said, yes, I will give you that said amount. So make the requisite arrangements. ECG went ahead to make the requisite arrangements and procured the fuel. So when you say even procured, we are told is what we do. We are not fuel experts. If a power plant needs a certain fuel or a certain kind, the instructions come and then we deal with it as such. If they say we haven't complied, then I'm going to assume that because certain amounts of monies were used to buy fuel, that means they didn't receive exactly the amounts of monies that they were expecting. Not so.
And who was supposed to make up for that shortfall?
The Ministry of Finance is supposed to pay back that money to ECG. And then ECG then what? Distributes it to who? All the interested parties.
So you say this is not your fault? Yes. You say, yes, there has been a shortfall, but it's not your fault.
Exactly my point. So if you make certain categorical statements that ECG has not complied with the president's directive. Now, fine. Speaking of the president's directive that they're talking about, if these are the answers, does it mean that we have negligently or willfully decided? Come on, let's be fair.
You think the PRLC is not being fair to you?
Yes, some of the words in this validation report, and some of the, these are all truths. And as I explained the thing to you, you've understood me. Are you not comfortable? Have they spoken to the IPPs to find out if the IPPs are comfortable with the new arrangement? Where was, you know, it's getting difficult by the day. It's getting difficult by the day. And it's really, really getting sad because we are all supposed to sit around the table. We are all supposed to work for the Republic. But it looks like the more you try, the less appreciated you are.
You almost suggest that this is deliberate.
I'm not going to say this is deliberate, but I'm taking an exception to the president's directive. The president's directive. What? Okay, fine. So be it, if that's their take. But in truth, when you come to page 3, before the conclusion, it says non-compliance that led to a shortfall of 146. Well, I would like for you to inquire from the Ministry of Finance, the letter ECG wrote to them.
What did you write?
How much?
What did you write to them?
Money. No, you know, the more I keep defending myself, the difficult it gets.
But also,
look, my mother always said one thing to me. She said, when lies or untruths
start running around, that is when truth itself is lacing its boots. Now, I have to play catch up to something like this. I now have to sit down with everybody and discuss what operationally we are doing and how we are trying to think outside the box and how we are trying to make sure that at every given point in time, our development partners are comfortable.
I mean, Mr. Dubik Mahama, specifically though, beyond the IPPs, the PRC also catalogs another instance of you not complying with the guidelines when it comes to the other players in the sector like VRA and Gridco. The allocation there was 307 million, but you only pay them 162 million.
Yeah, that's the one I showed you, and I said that is on page three, just before the conclusion. I said 146 million. Let's say 147 million. And I said that figure. Is PYC trying to say that they have never gotten a letter from me telling them that we've used money for X, Y, and Z as instructed, and that we are waiting for the money and we will disburse the money?
So you spent that money on something else and you were instructed to do so, and that's why there was a shortfall.
Exactly.
Well, what did you spend the money on?
We spent the money on fuel.
Okay, so that's what you explained earlier. That's what you explained earlier, that the finance ministry asked you to spend the money on fuel.
Yes.
And you haven't been reimbursed.
Not yet.
Okay.
Granted, but you see, at every given point in time, you must know that ECD's obligation is to the average Ghanaian. If you are to sit down for the bureaucratic measures at the top to be completed, for money to be disbursed from the controller's office to, let's say, a fuel supplier and all of that, that means people are going to stay in darkness. And that's not what we want.
By the way,
limited liability company.
But by the way,
all
the explanations you've given as to why there's been a shortfall, this is the regulator. If indeed the finance ministry has asked you, and he regulates that, the regulator regulates everything that happens in the industry.
Yeah.
And the finance ministry indeed asked you to spend money elsewhere and you'll be reimbursed. In fact, to be very specific though, and this PRC statement also highlights the role that the finance ministry was supposed to play, right?
Yeah.
In terms of a certain shortfall that they were expected to make up for that is yet to be covered. And my colleague Kofi said, Kweku, how much is involved here?
So Evans, according to the PRC, the Ministry of Finance expected to release an amount of 200.3 million Ghana cedis in accordance with the cash waterfall mechanism guidelines approved under the module. So this is to make up for shortfalls in the level B category beneficiaries to ensure that no arrears accumulate in the power sector. Yes, according to the PRC, the finance ministry has not paid up the shortfall since August.
How much again is this?
200.3 million Ghana cedis.
But this has nothing to do with fuel, is it?
It's payments.
But where did the money go?
Just a second.
If 146 is the gap, let's not play mischief with this thing. If 146 is the gap, and I'm expecting 200 million, what would then be the success story here? Wouldn't it be a plus?
So, just to clarify again, Samuel Dubik Mahama, are you saying categorically the PURC, in compiling this report, not once sought your opinion on the matter?
I am saying categorically, one, the report says what? The 200 has not been paid. The shortfall on the category B, guys, is 146. When ECG receives that 200, ECG will disburse it accordingly. ECG is doing its possible best under the sun to comply with every rules and regulations given to ECG. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the staff, management, the President of the Republic, the board, for their massive support and the confidence that they give to this company. Because without their help, we will not be where we are. It has been a very, very, very challenging period. But as they always say, it always has to get worse to get better. So we are on track.
And with the IPPs, this forest reconciliation you're doing, when do you hope to wrap up so you pay them what you're due?
We're done. So we pay them what they're due. In February, we've paid them. So let's wait for the February report.
So you've paid them now?
Yes. No, so what happened is, so now they know that in every year, January, whatever revenue you have in January is to take care of their Forex losses for the year, the previous year.
So just to be clear, you do not owe the IPPs as per this recent arrangement with the remaining
time. If I answer right now, you tell me I'm speculating. Why don't you call any of the IPPs?
Okay, stand by for me. Eliplem Akpetobo is the CEO of the Independent Power Generators Ghana and joins us on the line right now. We'll get the clarity from him. In fact, he's on now. Let's speak to him. Hello, Eliplem. Thanks for your time here on Top Story. Hello, Eliplem. Thank you for your time. You're on Top Story. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. I can hear you.
Okay. Are you owed by the ECG?
Yes, we are owed.
And I'm referring to the recent renegotiated terms. That means they would have kept current paying you $43 million every month. That's the arrangement I'm referring to. Are you owed under that arrangement?
Yes, we are owed way beyond that. Let me make something clear. The renegotiation is still ongoing. We've not signed off on the discussion going on. The $43 million in question was a proposal to us, the IPPs, to consider in the meantime what arrangements have been made to shore up payment to us.
Okay, I mean, but again, to be clear, this renegotiation was not with all IPPs. It was with very specific IPPs, Send Power, Amandi, Asogli, AXA, and two others. So for these six, are you certain that ECG has not kept current?
ECG has not.
Kept current?
No.
You're certain?
ECG is not totally current with that.
Okay, so when you say they're not current, let's go back to when this was renegotiated. Between that period last year and now, which months have they defaulted?
We explained the default in January, actually, when we were expecting their assurance, the promised payment. We did not receive what they promised to us in January. But the rest of the month, they have honored those obligations.
Okay, and that tallies with what the PRC is saying. But Mr. Dubik Mahama says that that was due to the reconciliation based on the forest losses, and that they now make the payments. Are you aware of that?
Not aware of that, please.
Okay, well, have you checked? And when was the last time you did check?
Oh, we received a payment in February. All right, as per ECG's promise.
Okay. So that's the point he's making, that if that payment has been made now in February.
Yeah, we received payment in February.
Does that clear what you were owed?
No.
In January?
It leaves behind the January payment.
How much exactly are we talking about in January?
We have various allocations to each of us. So all I will say is that we have not received full payment for January. But like he said, what he paid in January was actually the exchange loss difference. So we have actually not received payment for January. Let me put it that way.
Mr. Dubik Mahama, there you have it.
Yeah, exactly. He's been honest with you in the end to tell you.
Except that the fundamental point of paying post the reconciliation, he says that hasn't happened.
Yes. Asogli and ECG and the government negotiation team have not concluded. You can ask him. So ECG built a model and then told Asogli how much we can pay them on a monthly basis. Because of that, and he really knows very well, today we were together. We are finding a way to make sure that they sign the document to make it sacrosanct.
So January, just to be clear, you haven't made the payment
January,
yet.
I told you, January, we are not making the January payment.
Okay, but that is what I was asking you earlier to clarify. When you make the payment, you suggested
forward,
that has been happening.
Moving forward, there's always going to be a 30-day gap.
Yeah, you explained that, but before he came on, I was asking you, post the reconciliation, have you now paid for January? And you suggested that it has happened.
No, listen, you were not listening again. I said, if an IPP invoice gives me 60 or 30 days, we intend to use it fully to make sure that at every given point in time, there are no forex losses.
Yeah, I recall that. But before he came on, I asked you, you explained that forest losses is what you covered, and you're doing reconciliation. Actually,
but
have you done with the reconciliation?
So again,
an opportunity to clarify. So post the reconciliation is not done. Is it done or not?
So the reconciliation in on our side as ECG, forex reconciliation has been done, and the requisite amount of forex that has to be paid for everybody for last year, we used January revenue to pay for that. Now, we started February. In February, we started paying. So on ECG side, moving forward, we are not going to, every single month is going to have exactly what everybody has been promised.
Okay.
After such a time that those who have not finished the renegotiations properly with us and have a framework agreement with us are completed. Whatever we promised everybody that came up to the 43 for them to have the confidence, it is going to be continued.
Okay, so but January remains outstanding. When are they getting their monies?
It will forever be a 30-day gap.
And okay, I'm so within the 30 days,
it's not a shortfall.
No problem. Okay. So you're saying if that you pay them, says, you pay
if
them.
Somebody says, if I give you a bill, if somebody says I'm giving you a bill, you have within 30 days to pay this bill. I've come to pay one bill. I've come to pay this one. That means there's another 30-day gap. Because don't forget, the cash waterfall is a mechanism. It's not static.
Yeah, I mean, but Dubik, you said you brought this down. Are you using the 30-day or 60 days? Because you said 60 days, and you said you brought it down to 30.
But you see, we are renegotiating everybody's commercial terms. Mm-hmm. I can't use 60 days across board. Somebody will not agree. So we just decided that, look, let's use a 30-day gap. As
okay.
A company.
So if 30 days, just bear with me. Us, I mean, this is important.
Yes,
if
it's 30, now it's fine.
Just for clarity, if it's 30 days and you owe them for January, you've had February, and 30 days has elapsed, as you know.
Yes. So for January you didn't receive, in February.
So you should have paid them by
so now.
So now what's
happening now? So what's happening now? So now going forward, by next year January, we have to pay for what last year's worth. We have to pay for last year. Next year, January, we pay for this year's forex losses. No, so